I will call to order the March 15th 2021 City of Kirkland Design Review Board. We will begin with a roll call. Ginny?
Randall Brand?
Present.
Brad Brown?
Present.
Carlos Castaneda?
Here.
Ping Chin?
Here.
Shoshana Cohen?
Here.
Adam Crane?
Here.
And Tim Olson?
Here.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jeannie. I do not see that we have any approval of minutes, so we move forward with the announcement of the agenda. Tonight, we have conceptual design conferences for minor modifications on Kirkland Urban South, file number DRV 19-00306, followed by the Salut project, file number DRV 20-00118. Are there any member of the audience that have joined us and would like to speak? If it's not on tonight's agenda, please, please state your name and your email once you move forward. And I believe we have no unfinished business from previous meetings. And if so, we'll move forward to tonight's agenda. Tony? I guess you go forward with the presentation for staff.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me share my screen here real quick. All right. So we are here. First item on the agenda tonight is the Kirkland Urban South minor modification request. I'm sorry. There we go. So again, this is the South building, phase two building, that would be located pointing to this area right here on the site plan, just south of the constructed QFC building and the Shake Shack building. So this is the perspective drawing that was submitted with the approval back in September 2019. The board approved this project. So the applicant has come back to the city and is proposing some changes actually to this northwest corner right here. So let me go into those a little bit. So the request is again to make some changes to that northwest corner. The proposed changes are to design of level 1 and level 1.5 retail areas that will provide flexibility and amenity space for potential retail tenants. The proposal includes cutting back the northwest corner of L1.5 and expanding the deck level. You can see that in the, so the, this is the approved rendering perspective. This is the proposed perspective. So you see level 1.5 here with that extended deck area. Additionally, the proposed scheme also would have deck overhang the west edge of the building by approximately 8 feet, which results in a 6.33 foot encroachment into the 50 foot Peter Kirk Park setback. So that is the proposal. So just to remind you what the minor modification section of the zoning code states. It says the planning official may approve a modification to the DRB approval for the proposed development if, first, the need for the modification was not known and could not have been reasonably known before the design review board approval was granted. The modification is minor and will not in any substantial way change the proposed development or violate any requirements imposed by the design review board. The planning official may consult with the design review board in his or her decision. So that is what we're here tonight. We're planning staff is here to talk to you about this, have the applicant present the proposed modifications to you and for you to provide some guidance to staff. Ultimately, the decision is a decision by staff, but we want to run this by you because of the changes. And finally, the development that will result from the modification will be consistent with the design regulations, design guidelines, and the comprehensive plan. So again, for tonight's consideration, the proposed modifications are supported by staff and will help to activate the northwest corner of the building with an expanded deck on level 1.5. The changes were found to be consistent with the general design principle approved by the board. We want to know, does the DRB have any additional comments on the proposed modifications? And second, is the proposed deck setback encroachment comparable to the approved minor variation for the canopies? So with that, that concludes my presentation, and I will pass it to Alex, who's representing the applicants, for his presentation.
Hello, everyone. This is Pat Logan, the designer for the project, and thanks for having us here tonight. As everyone knows, COVID's been really tough for retailers, especially restaurants, theaters, that sort of thing. So we've had several requests to expand the outdoor kind of amenity space for the retail, potential retail tenants. As the members of the board that reviewed this previously would recall, one of the concerns that the board had for the western face of the project was, given the fact that we have a theater use occupying most of the first floor and a 30-foot floor-to-floor height, how do you activate that western facade, and how do you bring some activity, some life to the facade when you have a pretty tall floor-to-floor height? So in the, you can see this was the original design there, and what we had done then was to create a level 1.5 to basically carve up that tall first floor space, create a level 1.5 that would, on the southern portion to the right of your screen, on the top view, it would contain office use. And then on the northern portion, on the left-hand side of the screen, is where the lobby and restaurant for the theater would be. And there's some smaller retails in between that. In the center of the building is an entry for the office. And so to activate that, one of the concerns was, you've got a pretty tall, we have a lot of deck space on level two, but that's 30 feet in the air. So we added the office to provide windows. We brought the kind of sill height down. We also created a deck at the center entry area, and then another deck over in the retail area for both the office and the retail area that would provide some activation. In addition to that, we used an operable window wall facing the park. And then as you turn around to the north side of the building facing the QFC, we also have an operable window wall. At that point, the tenant that was signed up for this space didn't want a lot of outdoor upper level seating space, but other tenants have expressed a real interest in having that. So let's go to the next slides. So the proposed design, it's hard to see here, but as Tony explained very well, we've cut back the northern portion of essentially what is level 1.5 and really increased the deck space, the outdoor deck space, to the point we've actually even cantilevered it out over the sidewalk to actually create the required weather protection would be in the form of that large overhang. There's a canopy. What we had before is a canopy that would project out, as Tony said, 8 feet from the face of the building, 6.5 feet into the setback. So that that canopy was running pretty much the full length of this facade. We're just replacing that canopy with the deck that cantilevers out, and actually cantilevers around to the north side as well, and then becomes part of the vestibule. And that was one of the concerns I think the board had initially was the vestibule itself. How do we kind of integrate that into the building? Interestingly enough, the tenant wanted their entry off of the north side facing a ground level plaza and didn't want their entry directly in off of the sidewalk. And part of the reason for that is the sidewalk is down a foot lower than the floor, the main floor of the theater space. So let's go to the plans here, Alex. So on the ground floor, we have everything kind of in pink is the theater space. And then you can see the X out areas are theaters that actually are recessed down into the floor. The green is additional retail. The purple is the office lobby on the west side and another office lobby on the east side. And you can see they had some exterior space on the north side facing QFC. And that's really, they wanted that connection to the Shake Shack Plaza, kind of visual connection. You know, a little bit shaded, so that wasn't great, but we did have NanoWall that opened that up to that plaza area. So in this plan, the ground floor stays almost exactly the same. So we'd have the same kind of allotment of space, haven't really increased the amount of floor area on level one. The real changes occur at level two. I'm sorry, at level 1.5. So that's the intermediate level between level one and the second floor that's 30 feet up from that. So the original plan, if you go back to that just a second, Alex, the original plan, everything in purple is additional office space. So that space that's taken by Google that's gonna wrap around, served by the elevator. So you can see the deck that is there over the front entry. And then the office space that wraps around is served by the service elevator that comes around through there. The kind of light space, there's a small space that the retailer, it was the theater operators looking at this space, did agree to have some small kind of a mezzanine space with a small deck. And then the other space behind that was kind of back of house theater space. So in the revised plan, we've actually increased the kind of mezzanine space that would be kind of second story mezzanine space, relocated the stair and the elevator that would serve that, and then really increased the deck space. So the deck space has kind of a combination of open to the sky space and some covered space as well, with kind of a small section that projects out a little bit to create kind of a three-sided enclosure that has a roof over the top of it. And we've also cut the second floor deck back significantly to allow, since this faces west and part of the deck faces north, cutting that back really allowed for a little more solar gain for that deck area. So we've got a pretty large deck and we've got as you can see, about 3,100 square feet of covered deck area rather, and then opening onto the space behind it. So next slide, please. At the second floor, there's quite a bit of deck that's gonna be utilized by Google on the second floor. The northern portion of it has a number of things. It has a kind of a grand stair that leads up to the third floor deck. It has some occupiable area. Originally, that was going to have that area to the north side of that floor plate on the west face was going to contain a gym and had some small outdoor recreation space. The plans right now are for that to actually become the main cafe. So it'll actually be much more activated. Although what will be the exterior deck will be a little bit smaller. If you go to the next slide. It'll still have a pretty healthy landscape buffer, a little bit more occupiable area there, still have the grand stair, the overlook that was approved last time coming out, and even have a little bit more immediate kind of connection to the park. Since it's pulled back a little bit, the activity up there is going to be a little bit more visible. And there'll be a layering of space between the level 1.5 and the level 2 deck as well. So next slide. On the elevations, kind of, we've already talked about this a little bit originally. You can see the what is noted there as 17 is the kind of a small deck, about a 12 foot deep, 10 to 12 foot deep deck, about 25 feet wide. That was the deck. And then the space adjacent to it is just a big two-story volume. And in the new configuration, you can move to the next slide. So the new configuration, you know, it looks from distance, looks similar, but we have that deck that cantilevers out, providing the weather protection. And then utilizing the same materials, same kind of rhythm of bays and stuff, we had to do a little bit of structural modifications, or we'll have to do a little bit of structural modification to make that work. But as you can see, kind of the balcony as at the level 1.5 deck as it cantilevers around, turns the north corner, kind of provides a kind of framework for that vestibule, kind of ties that all in. Next slide. The north side, the original proposal, you can see the vestibule is a bit of a standalone. I think it worked, but you know, a bit of a kind of a standalone. It also provides a bit of a buffer to the, there is a, the entry to the garage is behind there. So it does provide a bit of a buffer to that. There's a landscape area to the north of that. There's some, you know, mechanical louvers and stuff. So that provides a bit of a buffer between all that kind of back of house or utilitarian functions. So in the new, you can see as we've pulled the facade back on level 1.5, kind of exposes, utilizing the same materials, providing, we have a, it's a tactile, it's a concrete, kind of textured concrete panel that'll provide the main kind of facade material. And then we've actually got some Ipe wood siding that will kind of, we've used to line the soffits and the inside of some of the cutback areas. So we'll utilize some of that as well. Next slide. Again, like we said, the materials are pretty much the same, utilizing the tactile material, utilizing some metal panel, utilizing the wood siding, terracotta on the north face as well. And then the cutback, you can see the kind of the generous, and then we will have some landscaping up there. We're not exactly sure how that's going to lay out, work with a tenant on that, but the idea is to create, you know, one of the primary ideas for the party of this building was bringing the green of the park up into the building. So this gives us kind of one more level to do that, one more level of from the ground plane up to level 1.5 up to level 2. So bringing both activity and kind of the green into that. Next slide. So the zoning code allows for encroachment into the 55-foot setback from the park of up to 18 inches for canopies and parapets and things like that. But there's actually no direct language in the zoning code that allowed for canopies, which are required, to encroach into that 55-foot setback. So we had to actually get a departure for both the canopies and then for the elements that we had projecting out beyond the face of the building into that 55-foot setback, the center deck, and then we had a small kind of an angled overlook that that came out actually lower than level 2, so a couple of steps down, and there was quite a bit of discussion about that, but the thought was that provide kind of a welcome kind of change of pace to that facade. So basically the departure was for canopies and for those two small decks projected out. So the current departure will be similar. It's just a kind of reapportionment of what is projecting out. So rather than the glass canopies extending On the north side of the building, we would have a deck that would come out. We also looked at, one of the options we looked at was keeping the deck flush with the face of the building, or maybe it only projects 18 inches, and then having the canopies below that. But they're so close to each other, we thought it's probably better to actually create, and the tenants, prospective tenants we're looking at, also wanted that additional space as well. So we brought it all the way out and kind of had that perform both functions. So you can see the amount of encroachment is the same as we had before, 8 feet from the face of the building, 6'4" from that, essentially from that 18 inch overhang, or actually from the setback line. That's 55 feet from our setback line. So we're projecting 6'4" from that. So I think that's it. Welcome your comments. We honestly think this is more in keeping with some of the comments and some of the feedback we received from the board in terms of trying to activate that mid-level. I think what somebody asked at one point, can you provide decks at that 1.5 level, or can you cut the building back at that level? And we provided, there's discussion about providing activity and providing, utilization of the office, but we think this will add another level of activity that will, again, bring the kind of the activity of the park up into the building at multiple levels.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions from the board members to the applicant or to Tony? Wants to go first? Tim, will you have the honor of going first?
I'll go first. Pat, what is the dimension on the sidewalk? I know obviously it looks like there's some parallel parking provided, and then at
there
either end is the tree bump out. So, but what's the sidewalk width?
It's a little over 12 feet. I think it's 12 feet. There is a section where it narrows down to 8 feet, where there is a ramp that comes up into that that plaza. Like we mentioned before, the level of the sidewalk is at elevation 53, and some of the retailers are actually at elevation 53, but the main level of this building is at elevation 54. The elevation of the plaza is at 54. So it'll cover a fair amount of the sidewalk. So it'll project 8 feet from the face of the building. The canopy, the overhang will.
Okay, that's my only question, Shoshana.
Thank you, team. Anyone wants to go next?
I have another question. Sorry, Shoshana.
Go ahead.
For the applicant, but I'm taking a look at the last page that you guys provided in the packet. I was just looking at the canopies, the glass canopies in the plan. So there's the entry canopy that is dashed in brown or, you have it there. So on the left, there's a single glass canopy. I'm just wondering why did you reduce the amount of glass or amount of covering area or covered area there? And that's also on the other side.
That's a great question. Google has some very strict security requirements that involve not being able to climb up from one horizontal surface to the next and get access into the building. So the Google security team asked us to look at ways of preventing people from getting up there, whether it's with providing tall screens at the upper level decks or providing wing walls or reducing the amount of canopies. So this is a minor modification that we went to the planners for in terms of doing that. So so that's what you see. So the deck there at level 1.5 in the center is has direct access into the Google buildings. They didn't want to, in terms of exiting, it was difficult to provide, to make sure that was a fail safe. Somebody couldn't enter the building from there. So I know it sounds a little different, but they're extremely concerned about that security and being able to climb up on there. So so we've looked at how the canopies were apportioned. It's not something we really, in terms of wanting to do. We still meet the 75% coverage for that. In fact, we've got canopies that wrap around the other sides of the building where we're not required to have them, that kind of increase that percentage of canopy as well. But so, no, that good catch. That is something that, it's different than we had originally proposed, but we've kind of kept it where we possibly could. And also what makes sense with the facade and not, we wanted to kind of make sure it modulated out with the facade and made some sense as you're looking at the building from the exterior.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the answer. So on the north facade vestibule, the previous vestibule, it was basically a volume that was extending the outside part of building. Now it seems in the plans, I think that it's shown in sheet number or page number 59. I think it's for the new level 1.5 plan. It's showing that the deck is extending all the way to the back, but I think that the renderings have a different material, the perspective that you have for kind of like that previous vestibule.
Yeah. Well,
what's the extent of the plaza or the?
Yeah, we have a railing between there, and part of the reason we're doing that, we're not entirely sure. That vestibule may have to be a separate structure that is supported, because the north face of the building is a demising line between the phase one and phase two. There's a garage below that, and there is a seismic joint. And so we may need to actually separate that. It may be supported by the that. And so, and then also we're running into issues with our travel distances. We decided to kind of limit the deck and not extend it over that portion of it there. And so that's why it looks different.
So what is the actual material on top of that vestibule? Because the pedestrians are going to have a clear visibility to that. And I don't know if like that's also.
The material there and the canopy, the garage canopy behind it is going to be ballast, kind of a rock ballast. Similar, we have that at the roofs of Shake Shack building, have that at portions of the roof of both of the office buildings, kind of lower roof areas. So it's kind of a higher quality gravel. Basically, it's a washed river rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And for the bottom of that deck that is extending, is it going to be the same wood rain screen system that you have on the side? Is it going to kind of like lap around and go extend all the way to the new or proposed? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all that I have for now. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, anyone else wants to go? Ting?
Yes, I just have a very small question for Pat on the level two deck. I'm just curious, what's the height of that panel railing? Looks like it's sitting on top of some parapet walls.
Yes. I think that is, I believe it is 42 inches from the walking surface adjacent to it. Alex, if I'm not mistaken, those planter walls sit back from the edge. They're not right up against the parapet, and that railing is is 42 inches from the walking surface behind it.
Yep, so that's all correct.
Yeah, yeah, we're always faced with that issue of, you know, when you have a planting area and then you have a railing, does a railing need to be 42 inches above the planting surface? Does it need to be 42 inches above the walking surface that's back behind it? And so for a lot of reasons, we typically pull that planting edge back from the edge of the railing a bit to, so yeah, so we have that kind of a, and that's a, I think it's just gonna be our gravel or, you know, wash rock, kind of a maintenance strip there as well.
I see. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, Adam, do you have any questions?
No questions. No, I do think it's a pretty big aesthetic improvement. Terracing it back, it kind of softens that building edge and brings it down at a nice angle to the pedestrian scale. So I think it's a pretty big improvement.
And we will elaborate on that. Brad, we haven't seen you in a while. Do you have anything to comment or ask? I think you need to unmute yourself. Or not. Okay, have I missed anyone? Okay, well, in that case, I think that I have one question about level 1.5, about the deck. I'm sorry if you mentioned that and I missed that, but what's the plan for the deck? Where will you have the landscape if you're going to have it, or are you going to have any seating or any public? I know it's going to be dedicated for retail activity, but are you going to have anything there other than the deck?
You know, we don't know for sure. You know, the people have talked about having anything from a, you know, bocce ball court to, you know, just tables and chairs and integrated landscaping. As we right now, we've kind of shown just modular planters up there, but we really don't know exactly where the landscaping is going to be. We think it's important to have that kind of continuity of, you know, bringing the green up in from level up to the upper level, but not quite sure exactly what's going to happen there. It's a fair amount of space. So, you know, in the retailers we talked to want that combination of kind of open to the sky and something that's undercover as well. So, not exactly sure how that's going to be programmed, to be honest with you, but we see a lot of tables and chairs and, you know, and possibly some other kind of more sort of active recreational uses up there.
So how is the access to the public going to be? Is it going to be through the cinema or... I'm sorry if I'm asking that again, but it's just...
No. Yeah, it'll be from the internal to the retailer that's there. So they'll, you know, we have both an elevator and a primary stair, and then, you know, secondary exit stair off of that. So, yeah, it's not just open to anybody kind of walking in. You'll have to kind of, you know, be a patron of the retail restaurant.
Okay, so basically this deck is dedicated to the retail activity that is going
yes.
on.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay. Well, this was my question, and I wonder if anyone else has a follow-up question or something like that. And I guess not. Do we have any members of the public that joined us?
Shoshana, I apologize. This is Tony. Brad's having a problem with his mic, And okay. So he just typed in a direct message. He said, one quick question is to confirm there is no material change to the east side of the building at the pedestrian level. And that was his question.
Thank you, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have any plans to change the east side at this point.
Okay, that was all.
Okay, so are there any member of the public? John, did you see anyone who joined us from, okay.
No, it doesn't look like there's anyone.
No, I don't see any.
Okay, so I think we can move forward to deliberation. Would anyone like to start?
Actually, before we start the deliberation, I just want to clarify one thing. So since the applicant is requesting a modification to the previously approved canopy design departure, we will need the board to make a motion to approve that portion of the modifications. I just wanted to clarify that.
The motion for the 6 foot four?
Yeah. So because they're changing it from the canopy to the deck, we would need to have a motion by the board to approve that portion.
So is this the only motion we will need to approve, or?
I believe so, yeah.
From the minor variations?
Yeah, so, because typically we're just, we're just consulting with the board on here, on this. So it's typically would just be a, just to get your comments and feedback on the changes to the design. But like I say, in this case, because we do have a change to the minor, and the design departure, we will need a motion for that portion. So.
Okay, noted. Thank you. Okay, so Randall, would you like to go first?
Sure, in response to, the design departure, and extending the actual usable surface of the deck, extending out the same length as the canopy. A deck and a canopy are two different things. I'm looking at this, and I'm when you look at the language as to, how to or what we can do to approve that extension into the setback requirement from the park. I think we've got a departure here that, or a difference that, we're seeing this in about every project. The last two or three projects we've seen is there's been a request for extension of decks into right-of-ways and this type of thing. And so I'm looking at this one. I mean, this one is a lot different than the others where it was going right into street right away. I guess you could say this is street right away, but it's not a arterial or a high volume street. I guess you could say, and it's right across from the park. So it's got a little bit different setting in it than the others. And my personal concern is when I raise these is that, the precedents that you set, that you give one the ability to do it and the next one you don't, how do you pick and choose that one? And so I'm looking to the rest of the board members here to look at this and say, okay, is it, when you look at it, just a justifiable situation? I like the design aspect of it, that you don't, you don't have a 18-inch canopy or 18-inch cantilever coming out over, a glass canopy that's further down or lower than the area that you're actually using the deck as the canopy over that area, which is actually nice at that corner. I like what the design on it. I like what it's doing. I'm just looking at the particular kind of language and the precedents that we're going to be looking at here is to, does this depart enough from what we've, on other facilities where we've said, no, you cannot project into that particular area. And then this one we do. So I'm just I would love to hear anybody else's comment on that.
Ting, what do you have to say?
I hear what Randall was saying. To me, I feel like asking for this variance request, to me, two things are really important. One thing is whether this change is going to result in better design. I think you definitely fulfilled this expectation. The other thing is, we are asking for more. What are you doing in return to the public? I do agree this will this new design will activate that corner and increase the communication with the ground level. But I feel like I need to be more convinced, like how what you are doing in return to the public, to the pedestrians around. But overall, I really like the design. I think it's great. I like the layered decking. So that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ting. Adam?
Yeah, I do agree. I do like the layered decking. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I think kind of the terraces up really softens the edge here and brings it down to the pedestrian scale. I also like that, you know, that overhang is occupied rather than just a canopy. I think that brings people out and kind of brings people to engage with the street more rather than if it was set back another 6 or 7 feet and just had the canopy as an overhang. So I'm a fan of the change.
Are you in favor of the encroachment size?
Me personally, yes. Yeah, I would approve it.
Okay, Carlos, I'm going by the order of my.
Yeah, no problem. So I think I agree with Randall and Ting in regards to setting a precedent. And now the design that the applicant has proposed here, but cutting back the northwest corner and kind of like softening that portion of the building, I think that's something that looks correct and actually appealing to pedestrians, not having just a very solid edge there, but actually making it more open. So it can actually be more engaging to the pedestrian activity. The other thing is about the extending the deck. I see the intent that the applicant is proposing here by aligning that, providing some protection for the rain and other elements, but just being exclusively for retail use makes me just question again if that's enough to just approve these. I don't know if there should be kind of like a possibility of having these as part of the public areas, or if that could be a possibility about including this section of the deck to be just open to public so they can actually have the experience of going up and taking a look or taking advantage of the views that that deck provides. In regards to kind of like the architecture itself, I think that I think that it's correct that the approach that they are taking here, but just the portion about the this deck being not public and being for exclusively for retail use makes me question the need of like having to extend it beyond or aligned to with the existing glass canopies that are adjacent to it.
Shoshana, could I clarify one thing? I just want to, because I've heard some comments regarding the public benefit. I just want to, so the design departure criteria. So let me just read this real quick, just so kind of refresh everybody's memory. So I apologize, I probably should have put this in my memo. But it says the design review board may grant a design departure or minor variation only if it finds that the following criterion or requirements are met. The request results in superior design, fulfills the policy basis for the applicable design regulations and design guidelines, and the departure will not have a substantial detrimental effect on nearby properties in the city or the neighborhood. So I just wanted to just to clarify what the kind of what the criteria said on that. So
thank you again, Tony. Tim?
I'll be very straightforward. I'm not at all in favor of allowing the occupied deck to extend that far out. It's labeled as a occupied deck slash entry canopy, but it's not much of a canopy. It's 16 or 17 feet in the air. It's going to provide little or no benefit other than vertical rain or vertical sunshine. I think nothing would be lost by pulling it back 3-4 feet, let it extend a little bit, but not that far. And if we still need to get true canopy protection, let's put the canopies below it and let them do their job. They're still even 12 or 13 feet high. They could be lowered across the entire west facade to provide, because they're also broken up with the security issue, let the canopies be more as true canopies for weather protection. And therefore the distance between the canopy that I'm suggesting should be added under the occupied deck, the distance between them won't seem sort of like, gosh, why is this so close? What happened here? As most of you will recall, I was one of the strongest voices against that very arbitrary little notch out of level 2.0 at the base of those stairs. I was also one of the strongest voices, although I was outvoted, for the Wendy's site where we have an occupied deck that cantilevers out over the walking surface below. I disagree with Adam in that I think there will be plenty of activation of the streetscape and the park beyond. It doesn't have to be that far out, is my main concern. So that's where I stand.
Brad, is your mic back? Or are you typing something in? Okay. I don't see any comment from Brad, and please correct me if I'm wrong. You got some? Has anyone heard from Brad? Okay, so. Sorry?
No, he just said I still can't get my mic to work. So.
Oh, okay. I will go ahead and I say that I agree with the majority of the board members. The design indeed is superior, but in my opinion, it does not justify the benefit to the public does not justify that size of encroachment. And I think it benefits the building owner much more than it does to the public, even though it is a superior design. And having said that, I think I suggest we make a motion. Or would someone like to suggest to make a motion?
We're simply advising staff. So Tony, what our motion will be to totally disapprove of the requested minor modification, or?
Yeah, so it would just be regarding the deck portion that's replacing the canopy. So that change would be the board's a motion from the board to.
Okay. I guess I have one question, and it kind of relates back to what I was asking, and that is, does the code require, if there is a canopy, does it require it to be a full 8 feet out? If they provide 75% of the required area or linear footage, is that, in other words, could that occupied deck / canopy still comply if it's pulled back a few feet and still cantilevers into the, beyond the 18 inch setback? Is that okay?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head. I'd have to look at the master plan design guidelines. Let me see if I can track those down real quick here. John, would you happen to know?
I'm not sure in the master plan, but the zoning code says at least 5 feet coverage. Yeah.
Right.
That helps any, Tim. Okay. I don't think there was anything specific in the master plan as far as a...
Not in terms of a...
Right.
Okay.
So...
What do other board members feel that if it extends and cantilevers out some, but not the full 8 feet, is that acceptable?
Hey, Tim, I think that I agree with you. I think that maybe pushing back the deck to 5 feet and having actual canopies below that can provide more appropriate weather protection to the pedestrians would seem reasonable to me.
Obviously, at the north side of this occupied deck is going to be directly over people below, because that's not part of the, if I'm reading it correctly, that's not part of the setback issue, correct, staff?
I'm sorry, I was reading through the master plan when you said that. Can you repeat that for me, Tim?
The north side of the occupied deck, because it's not subject at all to the setback requirements, or that can stay as it is directly over and serve as the not required but provided weather protection for below there, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's just that western portion that they I think it showed it on page 14 of their plan. It's in the packet. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're kind of showing that the red dashed line is showing that setback line.
This is Randall. I'm going to jump back in on this again here. I mean, we're voicing the concern. We're looking at this and saying, okay, this is extending out about 6'4" further than what the setback language allows. And in other situations, we have allowed one balcony to go 5 feet, one to go 3 feet, but they're shorter in distance or shorter in length of balcony. And I look at this and I'm going to, if you go to the perspectives that show, you know, the original proposal, if we could go to the original proposal here. And you look at this and it's a very flat facade, and this corner is a very strong corner with, you know, vertical tall glazing on both the north and the west side. And then you get kind of a singular, you know, opening that's back, you know, about 60, 70 feet, but you've got that continuous canopy, which is, you know, is one thing. And then if you go to the proposal, okay, now we've taken this corner, or that the architects and the owners have taken this corner, and to me, they've added a lot more character to it. Instead of a retail front, and that the character of this and the design of it, I like a lot better than what the original design was. The original was boxy and just really kind of very average, I guess, and the way you look at it as far as a street front type deal. But here, since you're turning the corner, and you're turning the corner into really the Shake Shack Plaza, if that's what it's called, over into the QFC area, and tying these buildings together, and we're actually getting, when we're talking activation, we're getting activation to where this corner is working with the rest of the site. And then it's also right directly across from the park. And, the interaction between, the park and this building becomes part of this deck. And this is where I'm kind of torn. I look at it and I say, okay, under design guidelines or under, does it enhance the design and that, and is it, and part of it, you got to look at and say, are we extending square footage out over this area? But if we were to, if the applicant goes back and puts the canopy back in at 13 feet and glass canopy all the way along there, but then they have this deck coming out, 18 inches or 3 feet or something like that, we start to get a really funny play of lines going on and different things that we've talked about trying to alleviate and kind of get rid of on projects and that. And so I like the idea of a singular facade coming out, and that would be this deck area and that. And so I asked the question as to, coming out into the setback area, but I think there's enough variation with given the type of street that this is on, the type of property that is across the street from it, the park, and then the type of building that this is, and the way that it does interact and has a whole lot more human interaction or pedestrian interaction on its roof decks and these multiple stairs and these multiple balconies, that it interacts with the site and interacts with the park a whole lot better than almost any other building that we really have in the city of Kirkland. So I personally question, I just want to make sure that as we look at it, that we're meeting the guidelines and meeting what for an extension and for that modification. But I'm at a point right now where I would support the deck extension and extend it to 8 feet, because once we start cutting it back, it really starts to water that down and take that design feature away. And then you start putting the glass canopy under it and, a variety of other things happening. And we start getting a lot of other things happening to it that I don't think the consequence of our decision, we're ready to see what that would be and how that would end up. So I would support the applicant's request.
Okay, anyone else would like to?
So I do have Brad's comment here. He says, yes, I can't still get my mic to work, but I'm okay with the protruding deck because in this location, there's no detriment to any neighboring property.
Okay, so are we ready to make a decision or do we have more comments?
I will make a motion to request that the occupied deck at level 1.5 be cut back to 5 feet from the building face, which puts it, whatever that resultant is, and not have a glass canopy below it. So it's a 5-foot canopy, 16 feet in the air, and that's it. I think the design intent is still fully justified. It's just, it's less of an encroachment on a very public space. The level 2.0 cascading stairs and that wonderful deck space up there is very, very private for Google use. And this level 1.5 is going to be a restaurant that probably most of us cannot afford to eat at. So it's taking a lot away from the public space that is Peter Kirk Park. So that's my motion, and I'm happy to have a discussion on that.
Hey, Glenn.
Okay, does anyone object?
Right.
Yeah, I actually,
other than voting no on it, I object to the motion because I just think that if you're going to do it, you know, in design, when you look at elements and this type of thing and you make a statement and that, but then you start cutting it back, you start actually watering down the design. And I think the strength of this corner and this deck coming out, and it is, I guess you'd call it a semi-public place, space, because it's off of the theater and the restaurant. And I think restaurant level at that point and that type of thing. And so I mean, when you look at the option that they could go back to the original corner, or they could come to this. This is by far a much more superior design element on the building, where you've opened it up and you've got activity. And there's pedestrian or people activity on it, instead of just essentially a two story or two and a half or three story glass wall, and that. And so I just want to be careful that we don't water down a design to where it's kind of mediocre.
Can I ask Pat Logan to just talk about, if we do cut back 5 feet, will you still be able to create this expansive decking effect?
Well, I think that, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Cutting it back is certainly possible. It's just, we extended it 8 feet just because that matched the overhang that we had with the canopies. If it's going to function as a canopy, then it needs to be out a fair amount, and it needs, I think 8 feet is, especially because it is, Tim had a good point, it's higher. So it's going to provide a little bit less coverage for sideways rain, but it's got some thickness to it. So, I think the bottom side is going to be around 14 feet or something like that. So anyway, and then our thought was we'd have wood soffit at the bottom of it. But, I think cutting it, I mean, we could cut it all the way back and put a, or 1'8" and put a canopy below it. I think that, I don't know if, I'd have to consult with Google and see if that's going to be run afoul of their security issues as well. The fact that it's a different tenant, I don't know if that's going to be an issue or not. I'd hate to see them then having to make the railing around there non-climbable, so it's eight feet high or something like that. That seems to defeat the purpose. And the reason we had this, extended out is not just to, gain more space, is really to just make the design a little bit cleaner. So we've got the canopy that, or the deck that projects out on both the north side and the west side, and then kind of ties into the vestibule, and it all kind of works together. I think, as Russell pointed out, it's kind of a design statement. We do think that the public benefit is the fact that you're bringing people and activity closer to the park. That's just my thought, and that's kind of the reason we did it. We looked at, initially we started out with it, you know, being flush with the face. That seemed wrong, especially the canopy below. You know, where do you terminate it? It just ends at the north face of the building and doesn't make any sense to return under the overhang on the north side. So what do you do with it? It just stops. That seemed wrong. So our thought is just make a one simple kind of clean statement. I think that the setback issue is an interesting issue because this is different than a typical street. Is that, you know, canopies are, we don't need a typically you don't need a departure to just put a canopy over a sidewalk. This is kind of a peculiarity of this site that creates that, you know, with that setback from the park that creates that personally, I think there should be language in the code that allows canopies outright. And anyway, or allows weather protection to extend. If you're going to have required to have it, then allow it to happen. So I don't know, this is my two cents worth. I think we could pull it back. I think it would compromise the design. I wouldn't be in favor of that. I think pulling it back to 5 feet is then it doesn't really function that well as a weather protection. So I think trying to pull it back partial amount and put a canopy under it's not the right solution. Pulling it back 3 feet so where it really doesn't function that well as a canopy is not the right solution either. So that's my opinion.
All right, I'll withdraw the motion and let somebody else suggest something.
Yeah, I'll propose a motion to approve it as is, allowing the encroachments for the overhangs.
Now, what? Now, what was that again,
Jim? Tim or Adam?
Tim, you made a comment that.
Oh, I just withdrew the motion that I made.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Lead balloon, so I'll take it away.
Okay. Now, Brad just sent something through. Could we have somebody read that?
Let me go ahead and read Brad's comment. He said, I agree with Randall that the gesture of this upper deck is like it's reaching out towards the park and will be a new, unique design element for the pedestrians above and below. I don't feel that it will hurt the park at all. In another location, I wouldn't want a deck to extend out, but I feel an exception can be allowed here because of the special location of this deck, this building, and this development itself. Furthermore, the premise of Tim's motion is that 5 feet is okay, but 6 feet isn't. But I disagree. I believe that we are going to allow the deck to extend out. We should allow it to be as successful of a design gesture as possible. As Randall said, we would just be watering down the design.
I wasn't suggesting reducing it by 5 feet. I'm saying reduce it to 5 feet out from the face of the building. So it's being pulled in 3 feet is all. So it still leaves a 5 foot overhang, 5 foot canopy.
Okay, so do we want to proceed with Tim's motion, although you withdrew that, or do we want to make a new motion?
My motion is removed. I believe Adam did make a motion to approve as drawn as is.
Okay, are there any objections? So I guess we will have a roll call.
Can you get a second on Adam's motion first?
Oh, sorry. Does anyone second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. So the motion to approve the applicant variations. And now we can go on roll call.
Okay. Randall Brand.
Approve.
Carlos Castaneda.
Not approved.
Brad Brown.
Approve.
Approve. Okay, thanks. King Chin?
Approve.
Shoshana Cohen?
I approve.
Adam Crane?
Approve.
And Tim Olson?
No.
Okay, that is 5 yes and 2 no. Motion carries.
Okay, then motion. Oh, sorry. What's next, John?
So I think unless you have any other comments on the design in general, I think we can move on to the next agenda item.
Can I interrupt real quickly? I have a question for Pat. Some of the changes that have been made on buildings north and central, specifically the, if he's still here, I didn't.
Yes, no, I'm still here.
The base of the escalator looked like it had some pretty major changes to it. Can you fill us in a little bit on that and some of the other stuff that is going on with 1 and 2?
Yeah, the escalator, in some of the rain events we had last winter, started, frankly, just taking on a little bit too much water. It is a waterproof or water-resistant escalator. It's an exterior escalator, but it just ended up getting overwhelmed. So we've added in some screening to, basically, we're getting a lot of wind-blown rain coming in, and so we've provided screening in the same kind of design language as our railings to really help protect that and to keep those escalators operational so they don't have to be taken out of service when there's a rain event.
Okay, I kind of assumed that, but just wondered. The other quick question too is, it looked like the turning radius for the exit at the east end there had to get modified. I've heard nothing but negative comments from citizens that they hate parking and going to QFC and that it's just so tight and the turns are so difficult. Do we think that that's been solved?
Yeah, that one in particular was a difficult one. Exiting from the garage was difficult. So people coming over the curb, so that's being resolved. And then there's going to be a revision at the kind of the main entry to kind of improve the traffic coming in around the Shake Shack building and into the garage.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I think this concludes our Urban South minor variations discussion, and we can move forward to our next item on the agenda. The SADU project modification. Tony, would you like to go ahead? I believe.
Yeah, just 1 second. I'm having some technical difficulties here. Let me get the presentation up.
Of course. Let's
see. Just too many things open on my computer here. All right. So again, this is a minor modification. So the original name of this project was the Emerald Project. You actually looked at this back in July of 2020 and approved it at that time. These modifications are due to result in the change of the use of the sites. Let me go through this real quick here. So the first modifications are as a result, the applicant has eliminated the commercial use on the property. The project is now completely residential. As a result, the central courtyard that had been located, has been relocated to the ground level It is directly accessible from 116th Avenue sidewalk. The fence around the courtyard has been removed, and the main entry to the project, including the lobby and leasing functions, are now located on the north side of the courtyard. These graphics here, you can see the change. So you recall this, the approved design had the courtyard on the second level. You went up, entered the site, then you went up to stairs to that level. So the revised design is direct access from 116th and no stairs required. So the second design change is to the right-of-way improvements along the new frontage road that runs along the north edge of the property. The design of the right-of-way improvements along this road have been changed to reflect Public Works request to locate the sidewalk immediately adjacent to the roadway. I did actually talk between the time I drafted the staff report and this meeting. I did talk to the Public Works Department, and they actually have not finalized the design. This is kind of showing basically the two possible designs. It could be a minor tweak. The one thing the Public Works mentioned was with this new design was the raised planter beds and how that interacts with cars parking along here and doors opening and that kind of thing. So they haven't finalized that design, but this is kind of just showing you two potential designs that could be occurring along there, just so you're aware of that, and you can provide any comments if needed. So, okay, the second again is a result of the change of use of the property. So with just being residential, they've added street level glazing along the north facade. For the commercial use has been replaced with residential uses. So that's what this is showing. Here's the approved design. Here's the changes that have been made there. So they're making these obviously more residential facades down here. And then along the west entrance, the west elevation, they've taken away the fence that was here and opened that up, and they've added glazing here because this will be where the leasing office will be and amenity space for the residential use. The next modification is the trash pickup area. Unfortunately, I couldn't find all, maybe Sean can show you that more clearly when he does his presentation. But they're changing the trash location from, it was gonna be down here by the garage entrance. It is now along the north entrance. It helps to make the pickup easier because of the grade that was located here. And then finally, as a result of the recent code amendments, the project is now including a rooftop amenity room and deck in the southeast corner. So that is shown here in the elevations, and then in the perspective of that area up top on the facade. So again, as we discussed with the previous minor modification, the planning official may approve a modification if we feel that the need for the modification was not known and could not have been reasonably known before the design approval was granted. The modification is minor and will not in any substantial way change the proposed development. We are consulting with you on this one. There are no changes to any minor modifications on this one, so we will not need to handle that process. And finally, the development will result from the modification will be consistent with the design guidelines and regulations. So again, the questions for your consideration tonight. Staff's looked at the proposed modifications and we support them. The modifications to the central courtyard, right-of-way improvements, and facade changes were found to be consistent with the general design principles approved by the board for the project. Does the VRB have any additional comments on the proposed modifications? And additionally, does the board have any comments regarding the design of the rooftop amenity room and deck? Because that is obviously a change to that area. That concludes my presentation, and we have Sean Whitaker with the Dahlin Group here to present the applicant's presentation.
Thanks, Tony. Board, it's good to see everyone again. So we've presented this project twice. As Tony said, it was approved back in July. The two real changes are the addition of the roof deck and then the removal of the commercial space, which triggered a number of items that we'll present today. Again, we now have 6 floors of residential over a subterranean garage, which allowed us to put the courtyard on grade, open to the public. It allowed us to remove a security fence that was originally proposed as appropriate for a daycare use on the ground floor. And it also allowed us to centralize the lobby, make it a prominent feature on the facade. I've got a series of before and after shots that I want to present and just walk you through the changes here. So let me share my screen. Let me share the right app on my screen. So on the left is before, on the right is after. You can see we had an elevated courtyard above the daycare use that is now on grade, much more welcoming. A public feature leads you to the lobby. You have kind of this portal element that is on theme with the latest version of the project, which is now envisioned as the Pine. It has a wellness theme as well as kind of a rural theme. So that is in perspective as well as in plan. Key item, removing this security fence, which was appropriate for a daycare playground, now open to the public, directly flush with grade and the sidewalk elevation. North end, as Tony presented, the key thing to understand is that there's garage below here, thus the need for the raised planters, the raised trees. The design that we had initially was a sloping planter to help us get grade down closer to the finished floor elevation. Was my understanding that Public Works pushed the engineer and the project to extend the sidewalk to the street edge, which raised grade and caused pushed raised planters to the edge. Lower perspective is again the security fence with the daycare use. New perspective has open courtyard and public entry. In plan view, so this is not before and after, almost threw me. These are both the current design. You'll see where trash will be picked up on the north end as opposed to the south end, which is problematic due to the slope. You'll see the new central lobby location. Lobby was located to the north previously. That was because the north was the only commercial portion of the second floor, which is primarily the ground level. We recognized that it was becoming buried. We actually had a switchback just to get into the lobby. So we were fortunate with the change of use that we were able to relocate the lobby to a central location, prominent, visible. North end elevation, you'll see ground floor is replaced with residential windows. You'll see on the next slide where the storefront is moved to the west side, prominent to the street. So this is the new west elevation with new storefront that used to be covered with security fence. You also begin to see the penthouse of the roof deck. So the roof deck is required to have 2 exits. So we have 2 exit stairs and an elevator and just a small covered area to protect the elevator opening from moisture, from rain. Not many changes to the southern elevation other than you see the penthouses again. You can note that the penthouse is back 25 feet from the street facade, which is the west side. Here's that in perspective. This was a perspective that we originally had shown and was approved. Now you see it with the penthouse on top and the railing showing of the roof deck. Both of these are new images. So this is the new lobby elevation on the corner and central to the project. You'll see as you're driving by the project, and a bird's eye showing the intent for the rooftop deck and penthouse. Now this is a sheet to demonstrate compliance of the penthouses and roof deck. Roof deck is required to be stepped back from the building face by at least 5 feet. So we're doing that on both sides. The penthouse has a max height. We're demonstrating compliance with the max height. It's also worth pointing out, we included this prominent horizontal element. You might remember, and I can show you in the SketchUp model, one of the main organizing elements of the elevation were these strong horizontal lines, these roof and deck lines. So we included one of those with the roof deck, which we thought was important in order for it to conform with the rest of the character of the building. Obviously the colors help it tie in as well. And here's just a perspective from above and a conceptual plan. Again, elevator, two required stairs, and just a small vestibule area that protects the elevator opening. There'll probably be some branding and maybe furniture in here, but a very small space. You'll get great views from that deck. I think we're excited about it. Great amenity for the project. Open for questions.
Okay, board members, any questions?
Hey, Sean, I had a question. I noticed from the old and the new facades, kind of right above the garage entry, it seemed like there was a deck that got, I think it was pulled down a level. Can you maybe go back to a slide that shows that?
You're right about that. So this is our top concrete here. So to elevate this deck and then to have this element come down on it was causing undue kind of structural elements, structural design. There's a lot of steel needed just to support that elevated deck. We lowered
this it. This is top of your podium.
Simplify
there.
The structure. Exactly. This is top of podium. So now we just have deck on podium, wood structure landing on podium, greatly simplified the structure.
Thank you.
Did you also reduce the projection of the, if you just go to the decks to the north of that, you know, that front brown section in between the brown and the black, did those decks reduce in distance?
You know what, that's exactly what you're seeing, but that's not, like if I showed you the Revit, that's not the intent. I think that's an accident in the sketch up here.
Okay, so the change in this elevation right here is you've removed the fencing on the left one down on the first level, and then you've dropped that deck down, which I like that look without having that deck raised up that one level.
That's right. What we're trying to show is that the panels aren't that prominent from the level.
Right.
I have another question. In the same page that you are, so removing the trash enclosure basically caused that entire portion is now a blank wall. I see that there are like some rectangles drawn in there. Are you anticipating to have any doors or any access points through that concrete wall?
We have three doors along that facade. We'll have a double door for egress and a single door that leads to the electrical room.
And what kind of doors are they? Are they glass, steel?
They're metal doors. They're hollow metal with a vision light.
And the framing, the hollow metal, what finish is that?
It's painted to match the siding. Maybe I can share my SketchUp. That might help. So this has now become a double door. We just learned that recently for egress, it needs to be double. And then this leads to the electrical room for service.
Okay, and also I was taking a look at the elevations and noticed that I guess it's the south elevation. There used to be some rectangles. I think that those were fenestrations at the garage level. And now the proposed south elevation doesn't have any rectangles there. Just wondering what changed, drove that decision to update the.
We have exit discharge. So we're 5 feet or less from the property line. We have exit discharge from the garage on the backside. So any of those windows would have needed to be fire rated since they're along the discharge path. And I would also state that, you know, they're not visible from the street. They're to the garage. Also, yeah, we're limited on our allowable openings on that edge.
Thank you.
I have a question, Sean. Can you turn to the north side of the building? Do you have street parking along the north side?
No, there's no street parking on the north side. We have four.
You mentioned,
we have a total of four street parking spots, and they're on the west side here in this cutout.
And then I heard, what's the public right-of-way reasons for doors parked there to open the doors toward planters?
That's a good point. All right. So Tony, can you clarify? I don't think.
I think what John Burkhalter was mentioning, I'm sorry. I think that's the eventual plan. So when the property to the north gets redeveloped, they're going to expand the right-of-way. And so they're going to do the other half, and more likely than what will happen will be, this will be become parking eventually. I'm not real sure on that. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I believe maybe that's what John Burkhalter was thinking when he was discussing that with me. So it's not now, it's in the future when the property to the north redevelops and they dedicate their portion of the right of way.
I see. My other question is, do you have a solar study, if you can turn on the shadows maybe in the SketchUp to show the dropped courtyard?
Yeah, the shadows are on now.
Because the previous solar study with the courtyard 10 foot higher on the upper level seems like it has very minimum solar gains. So I'm a little bit concerned with this, you know, dropped courtyard, how much sunlight you can get into that courtyard. Probably not a question, just something pretty up.
I'm sitting here wondering how significant it would be and trying to run through the angles in my mind, but you know, didn't have an immediate answer for you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's my question, so I'll turn it back to somebody else.
Actually, kind of in response to that, I was actually looking, if you look at attachment 2 of the packet, page A13 of the plans, there's a kind of a solar, there's that winter solar study and summer solar study from the, when the plaza was up north, up higher. I don't know if it's gonna have a dramatic impact, whether it be at the proposed level or the previous level. So it looks like it's gonna be pretty shaded, especially in the winter, it's gonna be pretty shaded. And the summer is going to be a little better. So
you're always going to get good sun towards the end of the day, right? This faces west, so you'll get that.
Yeah.
In the summer months, the sun is high in the sky, in the afternoon, so you'll get sun penetrating down, but it'll be shaded in the mornings, certainly. And for in the winter months, it'll be shaded until you get later in the day. And the sun's in the west.
Kitchen, I have an additional question. Based on the modifications to the sidewalk on the north, I believe, north side, do you foresee any modifications to the lighting, the exterior lighting there? Or is that remaining per the previous plans?
Well, we still have decorative lighting, decorative sconces along the building facade, and we still have street lighting. So I would not say that the changes are substantial.
Thank you.
I have a quick zoning question. Removal of the commercial space, did that, I assume that since we're still here and the project is still this, that didn't, there were no benefits of the commercial space as far as height or number of units or anything like that from a planning perspective. It was not absolutely needed for this particular space.
It was just something they were proposing as part of the project, as part of the mixed use project, and there was nothing, that was
okay.
There wasn't any additional height or anything like that allowed.
Other than like a daycare, but the daycare put some different twists to the security, the fencing on the project, and that type of thing, to where this. This to me feels that it cleans up the project, that west facade cleans up better without having this, security fence. And then the courtyard dropping it down to grade, you don't have that stair that you have to climb to get to the courtyard, which I found kind of unusual, but needed because of the commercial space to begin with. So, I like what I see on this. The roof deck, now that is because of a new code or new ordinance that they're allowed to do that, or how's that factor into this?
Yeah, so the zoning code now allows for rooftop amenity spaces, and it allows additional height for those spaces. And so there's just from a planning perspective, there'll be a rooftop pertinence modification that we'll need to review and approve. But we just want you guys to look at the design of it. So there's nothing as far as it's straight out allowed by the zoning code. So it's really just the design.
Okay. Of the space. Okay, good.
Tim, we haven't heard from you.
I have no questions.
And Michaelis Brad?
He writes well.
Okay, no questions from Brad. I don't have questions myself.
Hey, Jason, I have just last question to ask.
Yeah.
It's in regard to the mezzanine. What materials are being used for all the exterior faces of that element?
Sorry, for what portion?
Oh, sorry, for the roof deck. In regards to kind of like the volume itself, what materials are you using?
The penthouse is entirely clad with smooth panel fiber cement board, same as most of the rest of the building. This alcove will have some wood in it. The interior designers have some proposals for different wood elements inside of this recessed area, but the envelope itself will be hardy panel.
And the railing, is it going to be clear glass or?
It's not intended to be glass. It's intended to be a decorative panel. So it'll have an aluminum frame with decorative artistic panels within it.
Could you just anticipate what kind of panels?
I think so the new name is the Pine for the project. It's following kind of this semi-rural theme and one of the themes of the project from early on. So I think that the panels will take on, I could see some kind of a, you know, a needle pattern or some kind of a pattern inspired by nature, by trees.
And the finish of those panels, is it going to be white or is it intended to match the railing structure?
We haven't chosen a decorative panel yet, so it's hard for me to, but I think it'll certainly be fitting with the color scheme of the project. It'll be carefully chosen. It's an important, you know, element for us as a feature of the amenity deck.
Got it. Just one last question. Sorry. So looking at the pedestrian entry, you're proposing basically just a straight concrete slab or basically a walkway into kind of like that courtyard area. It has kind of like this element, kind of like a ring element at the entry. There's one page, it's AX.8, which is showing a different setting. It's showing some concrete platforms. So keep going to the next sheets.
The current design is like this. We're using pavers.
Okay. So it's the pavers. That is that one, the one that you are proposing?
This is the intent here, yeah. There'll be concrete pavers. And then these pavers are over the garage. These pavers are on grade. This is kind of line of garage here.
And is there a structure that you're proposing at the entry? Is that going to be metal, wood, or you guys haven't planned it?
It'll be metal. We've talked about Corten. We've talked about a few different tones of color to simulate like a ring of a tree.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, does anyone else have questions? Like to follow up or should we move forward to deliberation?
Shoshana, it looks like there's one person in the audience you may want to ask if they have any questions or comments.
Okay. I see there's Payam Rad. Am I right?
He works for Dahlin Group. He's our Revit designer. He's our Revit.
Oh, okay.
Is okay. Interested in what happens tonight.
Never mind.
So I guess we don't have any questions from the audience.
Just wanted to add, Brad said he has no questions.
Okay, so are we ready to deliberate? Okay, who'd like to start? Volunteers. Adam, you're on top of my screen, so you're going to start.
Sure, no problem. I don't mind getting picked on. No, it's I do think dropping the courtyard was a significant change that I think is for the benefit of the street view. In the previous design, the one we initially approved, I realized it was for the security of the kindergarten at the school, but I still felt like it was gonna be like a prison yard with a really nice fence around it. So I think this is a pretty big improvement, at least for the pedestrian view. So I'm thankful for that. But I don't think I caught the reason why the retail was removed. Is that just COVID and commercial space is hard to lease and it's better to switch gears? Is that kind of what drove that decision?
Kim, do you want to respond to that one? Kim, the project manager from Main Street.
Sure. Hi, Kim Lee with Main Street Property Group. It was a market-driven decision. Yes, Adam.
That's exactly what I thought. Okay. Well, glad to see you guys are quick on your heels and able to pivot. No more comments from me.
Okay, next one, Tim.
I'm fine with everything I've seen. The only thing that's a little concerning, and it just may be a graphic issue, is the raised planters for the trees on that north side in the sidewalk. It looks like it really constricts the sidewalk, usability of the sidewalk. It's not going to probably be heavily used because it's not a through street yet. It's just a dead end into the parking level. But I hope there may be something in the future when the other half of the right-of-way is developed that something can be done there. And it may just be the graphic nature of the that in the upper right-hand corner. It sure looks like they're too big, but that's my only thought. The rest of it I kind of like. I think it works pretty well. The roof amenity on that southwest corner is really going to have a fantastic view looking down at Forbes Creek and out to Juanita Bay. It's going to work quite well. So that's all I have.
Can we look at the SketchUp model at the north facade with the raised planters and everything? Maybe we'll have a better view there.
I understand there will be some discussion for when it eventually becomes parallel parkable. But obviously that would have to be thought through before they put the trees in, if those are dead end spaces and not part of a parking stall, so that there's no chance of a car door opening onto it. But I don't know how you police that other than putting curbs out into the street. But that was, it just graphically, it looks like they're really huge, tall raised planters that constrict the width of the sidewalk.
So what's the width of the sidewalk after?
We have an 8-foot sidewalk. We have a 6-inch curb, a 3-foot, 8-inch planter, and then the remainder is about 4 feet here between planter and edge.
Obviously, Public Works will review that to make sure it meets all city width requirements, ADA requirements, all that kind of stuff. So that'll be part of the discussion. You just kind of want to use this more as a here's potential design that could occur along that sidewalk. So.
Okay, Carlos.
Thanks. Yeah, I think that removing the daycare from that front portion of the building, as well as the trash pickup area being relocated inside, can kind of like, will actually improve the aesthetics of this project for all the other modifications that the applicant has done. I don't think that I have anything else to say other than that. It seems that it actually looks well and meets the expectations of the board.
Thank you, Randall.
I like the idea of dropping the courtyard down to grade so that when you come off, I mean, the 16th Street side has improved, 116 feet has improved considerably, removing the fence, giving more visibility to the property, and then bringing that central court down to an on-grade to where you actually transition from the sidewalk across the property into the courtyard instead of having to climb the stairs and be behind a fence. I think the functionality of the project is way better this way than it was before with the administrative office or the apartment office having visibility of the street in the north corner there and the courtyard. and that. And so I just think all in all, it's a very, it's an improvement to the project and the immensity of the roof deck. I agree with Tim. That's going to be one heck of a view down that Forbes Creek corridor. When you get up above the trees and that's a, it's going to be a great amenity on the project. Now that I guess the one last thing I have is the one thing that never gets shown in this is there's one ugly power pole right in the front of this. Is it, does that stay or does that get remodeled in the process?
We're intending to underground the power lines at this point. We're working with the utilities to make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so Randall, we are not required to underground that power, but we think that undergrounding that power and all those facilities is for, will only increase
the appeal of
the project.
I'm just saying as I drive past that pretty much three, four times a week, and there's one heck of a power pole right there that's, you know, it takes away from the project, but regardless of that, I like the project.
Okay, Ting, it's your turn. We're giving time for Brad to type his comments.
Thank you. I like all the changes to the project. It's a good improvement. I do want to point out though at the southwest corner next to the garage entry, the service doors are not going to be so attractive when people drive in or for pedestrians. Looks like it's sloping down. I'm just hoping you can pay some attention to hide that area to make it pretty as well. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, Brad says that as long as Public Works approves that sidewalk width, I think that the adaptations the designer has made to the design in response to the program changes have been well done. The public entrance especially has been improved with the more open entry at grade. So I guess this is it by Brad. And now if it's my turn to speak, I would say that short and clear, I just like it very much. And I think honestly that it's such a huge improvement to that street, and it's just gonna look very nice. And I like the roof and the grade level entrance. It makes it so much friendlier and cozier. And I would let anyone else who would like to speak to talk if there are any. And if not, I think we're ready to make a decision.
And I just wanted to clarify actually. So because there's no changes to minor variation or anything like that, it's really just a discussion today. So there's really no motion or anything that needs to occur. We're just consulting with you on the design changes, and we'll make notes of those, of your comments in our staff memo.
So we don't vote, we just say our opinion and we ask if we all agree or?
John, do you want to verify that? I think
that's all we need.
Yeah.
Tony will just take the feedback and write that up as part of the approval. A little bit different for modifications.
Okay.
Are we ready for a motion to adjourn?
I think we need to poll attendance for the next DRB meeting before that. The next one on my calendar is April 5th. Am I correct?
That is correct. Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, that
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to mention, so at that meeting will be the conceptual design conference for Kirkland Urban, right, Tony?
Oh, no, that, nope. That got canceled.
It got canceled.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't, we probably won't have a meeting then on the 5th.
Yeah, my assumption would be we will not.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it got canceled there. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to zoom in. I couldn't see the cross out. Sorry, my eyesight's bad. Okay. I just wanted to mention something as well. So it's looking like the term limit date of March 31st for Tim and Carlos, I think, is going to be extended to May to allow the city council additional time to do outreach for new recruits. So I don't know, Carlos or Tim, has the clerk's office been in contact with you regarding that?
No, just correspondence back and forth, you and me. That's all.
Okay. I think here.
Okay. So I'll see if I can get a confirmation from the clerk's office on that. But I believe that's going to be the case. So yay, we get Carlos and Tim for a little bit longer. Well, I think Carlos, you're going to reapply, correct? Or you're thinking
that's
about
correct. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to reapply.
Okay.
Is there an opportunity that I can get to meet Tim and Carlos in person, or everybody in person, before they get off?
I hope so.
We definitely hope so.
Yeah.
John, have you mentioned, I don't know if everybody knows, but the city manager has extended the closure of City Hall to at least June 1st.
So. Right.
Okay.
So, that's it for me, Shoshana.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Any objection? Okay, motion accepted.
Night.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.